Brothers
and sisters, let's read a few portions in the Bible. The first one is
在旧约的阿摩斯,
in Old Testament, the book of Amos.
阿摩斯在小先知和西亚后面第三卷,
it's the third book in the Minor Prophets after Hosea, after Joel.
第三章,
Chapter 3.
我们看第一节,
let's look at verse 1.
第二节,
verses 1 and 2.
弟兄姊妹都翻到啊, 阿摩斯书第三章第一第二节。
Now, brothers and sisters, have you all found a place? Let's read Amos 3, verses 1 and 2.
以色列人啊, 你们全家是我从埃及地领上来的, 当听耶和华公诫你们的话。 第二节,
verse 2.
在地上万俗中, 我 这认识你们, 在地上的万俗中, 我这认识你们, 因此, 我必追讨你们的一切罪孽, 在地上万俗中, 我这认识你们, 因此, 我必追讨你们的一切罪孽。
You only have I known of all the families of the earth, therefore I will punish you for all your iniquities.
我们看罗马书第二章,
Romans chapter 2.
第十七节,
verse 17.
罗马书第二章第十七节,
Romans chapter 2 verse 17.
第十七节我们念到第二十节。二十节。不是，第十七节我们念到第二十三、二十四节。We
will read from verse 17 to verse 24. Romans chapter 2. Indeed, you are called a Jew and rest on the law and make your boast in God and know his will and approve the things which are excellent, being instructed out of the law, and are confident that you yourself are a guide to the blind, a light to those who are in darkness, an instructor of the foolish, a teacher of babes, having the form of knowledge and truth in the law. You, therefore, who teach another, do you not teach yourself? You who preach that a man should not steal, do you steal? You who say do not commit adultery, do you commit adultery? You who abhor idols, do you rob temples? You who make your boast in the law, do you dishonor God through breaking the law? For the name of God is blasphemed among the Gentiles because of you, as it is written.
24节说, 神的名在外邦人中因你们受了亵渎, 正如经上所记的, 神的名在外邦人中因着你们受了亵渎。
Verse 24 again, for the name of God is blasphemed among the Gentiles because of you, as it is written.
我们再看一处彼得, 前书第二章,
First Peter chapter 2.
彼得前书第二章第九节,
Chapter
2,
verse
9. 第九节, 唯有你们是被拣选的族类, 是有君尊的祭司, 是圣洁的国度, 是属神的子民, 要叫你们宣扬那召你们出黑暗, 若奇妙光明者的美德, 叫你们宣扬那召你们出黑暗, 若奇妙光明者的美德, 你们从前算不得子民, 现在却做了神的子民, 从前未曾蒙怜悯, 现在却 蒙了怜悯。好，我们最后看启示录。
Lastly, we will read Revelation.
第十二章。
Chapter 12.
第十二章，我想这都是在最后三年半大灾难中间所发生的事。
These are the things that would happen in the last three and a half years in the Great Tribulation.
第十二章。
Chapter 12.
第一节。
Verse 1.
天上出现大的异象，来，有一个妇人身披日头，脚踏月亮，头戴十二星的冠冕，她怀了孕，在生产的艰难中疼痛呼叫。我想这里很清楚，这是指着教会，荣耀的教会。
Here,
我想只有教会有这样一个荣耀。
In verses 1 and 2, they say very clearly that this speaks of the glory of the church. Only the church could have glory such as this.
她怀了孕，在生产的艰难中疼痛呼叫，这是在一个极大的患难和试炼的中间。
Verse 2, then being with child, she cried out in labor in pain to give birth. This tells us that the church is in great tribulation, in a great trial.
第五节。
Verse
5. 妇人生了一个男孩子，是将来要用铁杖辖管万国的。他的孩子被提到神的宝座那里去了。妇人就逃到旷野，在那里有神给他预备的地方，使他被养活1260天。所以弟兄姊妹，这里看得很清楚，这个男孩子是谁呢？今天有很多的解释，但是你好好的把整章圣经好好的读一读，很清楚给我们看见，这个男孩子就在大患难中受到逼迫殉道的，他被提到宝座上去了。
Although there are many explanations to who this male child is, but clearly tells us this. These are all those people who are martyred in the great tribulation and they are raised up, lifted up to God.
我们看下面的解释，第十一节。
And verse 11 tells us the explanation.
我想以圣经来解释。
I would like to explain it biblically according to the passage.
第一兄第十一节。
Verse
11. 弟兄胜过他。是因羔羊的血，弟兄胜过他，是因羔羊的血和自己所见证的道，是因羔羊的血和自己所见证的道。他们虽执于死，也不爱惜生命。
Verse 11, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives to the death.
我们最后看一段第十七节。
Lastly, we will read verse 17.
龙，龙就撒旦。
The dragon and that Satan.
龙向妇人发怒，去与其他觊觎的儿女征战。这儿女是谁呢？这儿女就是那守神命令的，为耶稣做见证的。是守神命令的，是为耶稣做见证的啊！这不是犹太人，犹太人他们绝对不会为耶稣做见证啊！可能他们能够守神的诫命，但是他们不会为耶稣做见证。
Now who are the rest of her offspring who keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ? So we know that they are not the Jews, although they might keep the commandments of God, but they would not.Bear the testimony of Jesus Christ.
他们是守神诫命为耶稣做见证的，那是龙就站在海边的沙上。我们低头一点祷告。
Your head bow, please. Let's have a further word of prayer.
主啊，我们去仰望你，我们的眼仰望你，我们的心等候你。
Lord, we lift up our hearts to you and our eyes look upon you.
等候你向我们说话。
And we wait on you, we wait for you to speak to us.
等候你的圣灵来启示我们，光照感动我们。
We wait upon your Holy Spirit to enlighten us, to move us.
我们等候你的圣灵来释放我们的灵。
We wait upon the Holy Spirit to set our spirit free.
主，你的灵在哪里，哪里就能够得以自由。
Oh Lord, where your spirit is, there will be the liberty. 17. Oh Lord, we implore you right at this time, your spirit will move freely among us to release our spirit so that we can come to worship you. Set our spirit free so that we could praise you. Set our spirit free so that we could understand your word. And also set free your servant spirit so we could speak your word.
我们一切的捆绑,
take away all the bondage.
让我们能够自由,
so that we could be free.
享受神儿子,
freely enjoy the glory of the liberty of the sons of God.
愿你仆人所讲的话能够与弟兄姊妹我们灵与灵我们深渊和深渊我们彼此能够响应,
that the words of your servant and the spirit of the children could call unto each other, calling deep to deep.
给我们一个热和的灵, 谦卑的灵,
give us a gentle and humble spirit,
我们能够来领受你所栽种的道,
so that we could receive your implanted word,
就是能够拯救我们还得救的道,
which will save our soul,
用你的话来建造你的教会,
build up your church with your word,
洁净你的教会,
cleanse your church,
用你的话来勉励我们, 造就我们, 建造我们, 成全我们,
encourage the church with your word to edify it, to perfect it, and to strengthen it.
主与我们同在,
Lord, do be with us all.
我们里面何等渴慕你的同在,
how much we long for your
我们何等羡慕你的同在,
presence, and how much we long for your being with us.
当我们在这样羡慕渴慕的时候, 你就来到我们的中间,
oh Lord, as we admire you, as we long for you, come to our midst.
主在我们的中间, 你自由运行,
oh Lord, move freely in our midst,
让你在万事上能够居首位,
so that you will have the preeminence among all things.
主啊，让我们再乘坐一个感恩的心。
Oh Lord, once again, give us this heart of gratitude.
应着你在我们身上所行的大事, 我们称颂你的名。
We will praise you because of the marvelous things you have done in us.
应着我们的救赎主, 我们欢喜。
And also we rejoice over our Redeemer, the Savior.
应着我们的王, 我们要欢呼。
We will shout for joy because of our King.
主愿圣灵带我们到最喜乐神的跟前。
Oh Lord, may the Holy Spirit to the God of our exceeding joy.
让我们的忧愁叹息尽度逃避。
So that all our sorrow, all our sighing will be cast away.
主谢谢你与我们同在。
Lord, we thank you for your presence with us.
余下的时间你用宝血在这里施为暗影。
Oh Lord, your precious blood will encamp around us during the remaining time.
捆绑应当捆绑的, 释放应当释放的,
those that should be bound, and release those that should be released.
我们将祷告祈求,
we pray and ask in the Lord Jesus' name.
Amen. 好, 我想今天我同弟兄姊妹继续来交通,
today I would like to continue to fellowship with you on the mystery of the golden lampstand.
我们知道, 金灯台的奥秘就是在启示录的第一章我们看得很清楚, 是主自己, 解释这金灯台的奥秘到底是什么。
Now in Revelation 1 we see it very clearly that our Lord himself has explained to us what this mystery of the golden lampstand is.
我们的主对老约翰他说你所看见的, 在我的右手中有七个星和七金灯台的奥秘。
Our Lord said to the old apostle John that in the hand in my hand there are the mysteries of the golden lampstand, the seven stars.
七个星就是七个教会的使者。
Now these seven stars are the seven angels of the church.
七个金灯台就是七个教会。
And then the seven golden lampstands are the seven churches.
所以很清楚给我们看见这个金灯台的奥秘, 这个七个金灯台是指着七个不同地方的教会。
So evidently these seven golden lampstands speak of the seven churches in different places.
这个金灯台就是讲到那个见证。
Then this golden lampstand speaks of the testimony.
金灯台是发光的。
It gives out the light.
这个灯台是照亮这个黑暗的一个时代, 黑暗的世界的。
This lampstand is supposed to shine out among the dark places.
啊，主耶稣在登山报讯第五章讲得很清楚，他说晨照在山上是不能隐藏的。
And our Lord Jesus says that on the mount, servant on the mount, that the city that's being built on the city on the hill cannot be hidden.
我想这是主耶稣第一次啊预言到，象征着这个晨就是教会。
This is the very first time that our Lord Jesus prophesied that this city is the church.
晨照在山上是不能隐藏的。
The city that's built in the hill cannot be hidden.
你们灯点灯不是藏在斗底下，是放在灯台上的。
And you light the lamp not to be hidden under the basket, but to be put on a lampstand.
能够照亮一家的人。
So that it will give light to the whole household.
这样你们的光是照在人的跟前。
Therefore, your light is being shown among before men.
叫人因看见你们的好行为，就把荣耀归给父神。
So that people will give glory to God the Father because they have seen your good deed.
所以在这里给我们看见这个城是不能隐藏的，这个城就是教会，每一个地方不同的教会。
So we see this city cannot be hidden, and this city is the church in different places.
每一个地方的教会就是一个金的灯台。
So every church in every place is this golden lampstand.
这个灯台的光要照在人的跟前。
And this light of the golden lampstand is to shine before men.
他叫人因看作我们的好心。因为能够把荣耀归给父神。
So that people will give glory to God the Father when they see our good deeds.
教会在地上见证什么？
And what is that the church is testifying for?
我们就是见证耶稣基督是主。
We bear the witness that the Lord Jesus is the Lord.
保罗说，我不是传自己，我们是传耶稣基督是主。
Paul says that I'm not preaching myself, but Jesus Christ the Lord.
他是万有的主。
He is Lord of all.
他是天地的主。
He is the Lord of heavens and earth.
他是唯一的主。
He is the only Lord.
他是唯一的救主。
And he is the only Savior.
他是唯一的圣者。
He is the only Holy One.
让他在万事上都能够居首位。
Let him have the preeminence among all things.
所以教会在地上，我们看见我们这高举主，这称颂主，这赞美主，这敬拜主，这侍奉主。
So we know on earth we only highly exalt him, praise him, worship him.
我们凡事都连于元首基督。
All things are united to the Lord.
我们凡事都持定元首基督。
And also hold fast to the Lord.
我们凡事都依靠耶稣基督。
In all things we depend on him.
让他得到荣耀。
So that he will receive the glory.
我们看见我们这顺从主的话，我们这听从主的话。
We also know that we only obey His word, that we only heed His voice.
我们也是高举他的道，他的真理的道。
We will highly exalt the word of His way.
所以教会的见证就是把我们主耶稣的荣耀能够彰显出来。
So the church's testimony is to display the glory of Christ.
把他的美德彰显出来。
To display His virtues.
把他馨香的味道能够彰显出来。
To express his aroma.
让他的品德，让他的美德能够彰显出来。
So his character, his attributes could be manifested.
让他的丰盛，让他的丰富，那个生命能够彰显出来。
So his fullness, his riches, his life could be manifested.
弟兄姊妹，这是金灯台的奥秘。
Brothers and sisters, this is the mystery of the golden lamp.
这是教会在地上为什么要存在？教会存在在地上的价值、意义、目的，就是为这个原因。
And this is the value, the meaning, the goal of the church's existence on earth.
当然，我们每一个神的儿女，我们都是神的见证。
Of course, every child of God is God's witness.
但是我们个人的见证很有限。
But our personal witness testimony is so limited.
我们个人的见证不过像一个蜡烛的光一样。
Now our personal testimony is just like a flicker of the candle.
我们唯有在一个地方，所有在基督里成圣蒙召做圣徒的，我们在一起互相配搭，互相的联络，互相的调和，来做这个见证。
Now this Our testimony of Christ could only be displayed when all the Christians sanctified in Christ, called to be saints, to be combined, mixed, and meshed, collaborated together to bear this witness.
这是一个整体的一个见证。
Therefore, this is a corporate, collaborative testimony. This is a testimony of the church.
这个见证能够把主的那个丰盛能够彰显出来。
And it will manifest the fullness of Christ.
我想这就是金灯台的 那个奥秘。
And I believe this is the mystery of the golden lampstand.
我记得上一次我同弟兄姊妹交通到这个见证神是何等的看重。
Last time I remember, as I fellowship with you, how our God treasures this testimony.
神是何等的宝贝这个见证。
And how He relishes this kind of testimony.
我上次特别提到腓拉铁腓教会。
I especially mentioned in the last time the Church of Philadelphia.
腓拉铁腓教会所以被神这样的一个称许。
The reason that this church is so highly praised by God
is
because they hold fast to this testimony.
他们维持了这个见证。
They maintain this testimony.
在这样一个荒凉的一个时刻，黑暗的一个时刻，他们还能够为着主耶稣基督的道，为着主耶稣基督在那里做这个见证。
In the dark and desolate age where they were in, they could still hold the word, the testimony of Jesus Christ.
他们没有同世界同流合污，他们没有同世界妥协。
They did not compromise, they did not go with the tide during those days.
他们没有随着这个世上的潮流往下走。
They did not go with the current of the age.
他们虽然只有一点点的力量
although they only had a little bit
他们遵守了这个忍耐的道他们没有拒绝主的名
they obeyed the word of his perseverance and they did not deny his name
所以我们主的心喜乐主的心满足就称许他们
so our Lord's heart was satisfied he was delighted and he praised them
同样的我们也看见启示录给我们看到圣灵对着五个教会的责备
The revelation also shows us the rebuke for the five churches.
什么时候地上的教会不能做这个见证，失去这个见证，我们神的心就要愤怒，神的心就要嫉妒。
Whenever the churches on earth could not bear His witness, our God's heart will become jealous, and He would become enraged.
今天教会要么外面不挂这个教会的牌子。
Now for a church, if the church does not hang any sign.As a church.
除非你不要承认你是个基督徒。
Or if you just don't profess that you are a Christian.
你外面挂了这个教会的这个牌子，你身上带着一个主耶稣，相信主耶稣那个名，你就知道你在身上就有一个托付，在你的身上就有一个使命，在你身上就有一个责任，就是为他做见证。
But once you hand a sign saying that you're a church, then you have this responsibility, you have this entrustment from God that you will bear His witness.
什么时候你一失去这个见证，神在你身上就要发怒，就要愤恨，他就要嫉妒。
Whenever you lose His testimony, then God will be jealous.And God's rage, God's indignation will appear.
所以我们看到在启示录一开始几章圣经都指着圣灵这样的责备五个教会。
Therefore, in the beginning chapters of Revelation, we see how the Holy Spirit rebuked all these churches.
若是他们不悔改，神就要审判他们。
Saying that if they do not repent, then God would judge them.
神就要向他们发怒。
God will become indignant.
我们记得希伯来书第十二章说，我们既然得到了那不能震动的国，我们就能够感恩，就要照着神所喜悦的，照着他所喜悦的，乘着虔诚敬畏的心侍奉敬拜他。底下一句话说，因为神乃是烈火。
In Hebrews 12, we read that since we have received this immovable kingdom, then let's have grace, let's worship Him, serve Him with godliness and reverence, because our Lord is consuming fire.
神给哪一个人多，就要问谁多呀。
To whom much is given by God, from whom much is required.
我们就想到以色列的那个见证。
And now we recall the testimony of Israel.
我以前也大概第二讲的时候我提到了。
In my second sharing with you, I briefly mentioned this.
我想以色列百姓他们所有的历史，他们所有的经历，特别是他们失败的那个历史，那个经历，我们更要作为我们今天的警戒。
The Israelite histories and experiences, especially in the places where they fail, should be our warnings today.
所以哥林多前书第十章保罗说，他们所遭遇的事都记载在圣经上，是为了警戒你们做末世的人，就是末世的教会，末世的基督徒。
Now, in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, the verses say that whatever happened to them are recorded in the scripture as warnings for the Christians at the end time.
是警戒我们在末世的教会。
They are especially used as warnings to warn us the churches in the end time.
我以前也稍微提了一下，我们知道以色列就是神的见证，以色列就是那个金的灯台，在旧约里面。
I also mentioned briefly before that Israel is a golden lampstand, is God's testimony.
以赛亚书第四十三章讲得很清楚，他说那称为我名下的名是为着我的荣耀所创造的，是我所筑成的，是我所造筑的。
In Isaiah 43 we read that everyone who is called by name, whom I made for my glory, they are formed by me, yes they are made by me.
以色列是我的仆人，以色列是我的见证。
Israel is my servant, Israel is my witness.
弟兄姊妹，我们看见神何等恩待这个民族。
Brothers and sisters, we see how graciously that God has dealt with this.
我们看见阿摩斯，主耶稣说，以色列啊，你们全家都是我从埃及带出来的。
And in Amos, we read that the house of Israel, all your families are brought up from Egypt by me.
在万族中我责任是你们。
And only you have I known among all the families in the earth.
哎呀，这句话有何等的宝贝。
Oh, how precious this
verse is. 神责任是以色列的百姓。
God knows the Israelites.
这个认识不是一般的认识。
And this knowing is not a regular knowing.
这个认识在里面有一个非常深厚的爱在里面。
It contains this profound love within.
这个认识就像夫妻之间的那个爱，那个同房，那个特别的一个关系一样。
Now this knowing is knowing among couples as they come to know each other.
哎呀，这是神对着以色列百姓。
Now this is how God treated Israelites.
你看见以赛亚第五章那里讲到葡萄园的歌，这里有一首葡萄园的歌。
Isaiah 5 we read about this song of the vineyard.
耶和华这样对待以色列百姓的。
How the Lord treated the Israelites.
哎呀，我们的神自己把这些泥巴都挖起来。
Our God Himself dug up the ground.
我们的耶和华神自己把那些石头都剪掉。
Our Lord God Himself removed all its stones.
然后把他们栽在这个葡萄园里面。
And our God planted them in the vineyard.
我们的神把篱笆周围把它围起来。
And our God put up a fence around.
在这个葡萄园中间又建立了一个楼房。
And He built a tower in the midst of the place.
又盖了一个盖旧池。
He also hewed out a wine press.
我们知道主耶稣在做比喻的马太福音也提到这个葡萄园的故事。
And the Lord Jesus also mentioned the parable of the vineyard in Matthew.
诗篇八十篇，你去看我们耶和华神怎样把他们从埃及出来，把外邦人赶走，把这棵树就栽在这个好土里面。
You read Psalm 80, you could see how our God brought Israelites out of Egypt and then planted in this vineyard.
神把那个最美的最好的迦南美地赐给了他们。
God had given them the very best place, the land of Canaan to them.
在那里给他们建造了那个圣殿。
And there, He built a holy temple for them.
神周围给他们保护。
And God set up the protection all around.
在那里建立了西安。
And there He built Zion.
那个坚固的保障。
That fortified city.
让大卫在那里掌权作王，代表着神管理他们。
Could reign, could represent God to rule over them.
让他们在那里敬拜，在那里侍奉这位神。
So Israelites could serve, could worship the Lord there.
哎呀，这是神对着以色列百姓。
And this is how the Lord dealt with the Israelites.
我们看见我们刚刚念的罗马书第二章。
And also in Romans 2 we just read.
神把律法给了他们。
We see that God has given them the law.
我们看见神让他们成为黑暗中的光。
And also God has made them light in the darkness.
让他们成为蠢笨人的师父。
They have become the teachers of the foolish.
成为瞎子领路的。
And become the guide for the blind.
让他们成为小孩子的先生。
They have become instructors of the
babe. 让他们能够明白神的旨意。
So that others could understand the will of God.
让他们能够分辨是非，因着律法。
They could understand good from evil because of the law.
他们认识了真理。
And they know the truth.
但是。
However,
我们看见以色列百姓失败了。
We see that Israelites failed.
他耶和华的名因着他们在外邦人中受到了亵渎。
And the name of the Lord is blasphemed among the Gentiles.
虽然他们蒙了这么大的恩典。
Although they have received such tremendous grace.
罗马书第九章给我们第十一章我们第九章我们看见以色列百姓他们成为以色列人。他们有儿子的名分，他们有荣耀，他们有祝约，他们有应许，哎呀，都给了他们。
And also in Romans 9, we see that Israelites to them pertain the sons, the adoption as sons, the glory, the covenants, everything, the promises have been given to them.
他们的始祖啊，就是他们祖宗，就是主耶稣的，按照肉体说，也是从他们出来的。
Of them are the fathers, and from them according to the flesh.Christ came.
我们看见他是永远可称颂的神，他在万有之上永远可以称颂的神，都是从他们这个里面这个以色列中间出来的。
And also we see Jesus Christ, the who is above all things, the eternally blessed God.Also came from them.
哎呀，他们是蒙了何等大的恩典！
Oh, what tremendous grace they have received from him!
但是他们失败了。
However, they failed.
他们不但没有为主做那个荣耀的见证。
Not only did they not hold the glorious testimony for him.
相反，神的名因着他们受到了亵渎。
But also, on the contrary, that God's name is blasphemed.
我们刚刚看见以赛亚书第三十六章。以西结书三十六章我们刚刚念的
Ezekiel 36 we just read
神把他们赶到列国万民中间
said that God has scattered them among the countries
因着他们的罪
and because of their sin
因着他们的作为
because of their deeds
神把他们惩罚他们
God has punished them
神为什么要惩罚他们因为他们失去了见证
why is it that God wants to punish them because they've lost the testimony
我们看见利未记二十七章怎么说二十六章
and also in Leviticus 26 we read
他说这是以色列百姓得罪了我没有听我的话我要七倍的惩罚他们要七倍的惩罚他们
These Israelites sinned against me did not obey my words I will punish them seven more times
并且我要七次的攻击他们
And I will attack them seven times
哎呀弟兄姊妹就是外邦人犯罪神不一定马上去惩罚他们
Brothers and sisters even Gentiles if they sin God may not necessarily punish them right away
就是一个不信主耶稣基督的人不一定就马上去审判他们
Nor will God punish those who do not believe in Christ Jesus right away if they sin
但是今天我们看见以色列的百姓
But today as we look at the Israelites
神要七倍的惩罚他们七次的攻击他们
God says that I will punish them seven more times and I will attack them
神要重重的刑罚他们
God will punish them so severely
把他们赶到列国 万国列邦中
Scatter them all around among all nations
这是神没有办法的 不得已的
Because this is the last resort of God This is something God did not do but he had to
神知道他们无论到哪一个地方到哪一个国家哪一个民族中间神的名要因着他们受到亵渎
Even though God knows that wherever they went God's name will be dishonored be profaned
我们看见神的名因着这个百姓到处全世界全国各国都受到了亵渎。
And now we see that the name of the Lord is profaned all over the places in the world, wherever the Israelites went.
我们看见以西结书那个三十六章，四节圣经有六次提到亵渎、亵渎、亵渎，神的圣名、神的大名受到了亵渎。
In Ezekiel 36, four times that we see that God's name was profaned, profaned again.
他们无论到哪一个国家到哪个地方他们就说这就是以色列这就是耶和华的名这就是耶和华地方出来的那些百姓
Wherever they went people would say These are the Israelites They came from the Lord From the land where the Lord had given them
弟兄姊妹所以今天我们看见这些犹太人以色列人有哪一个国家哪一个民族像以色列百姓受这么多的灾害受这么多的苦难的今天你看一看这些以色列人
So, brothers and sisters, take a look at all the Jews today in the world. Is there any country or any people like them being suffered so much, being so badly treated?
预言告诉我们，当主耶稣第二次再来的时候，以色列国，以色列还要受到一个是极大极大的一个浩劫。
And as we read the prophecies, we know that when the Lord comes a second time, the country of Israel will again suffer great tribulation.
他们受的苦难还不够。
Because their sufferings are not enough yet.
神还要审判他们。
God will judge them even more.
神还要加倍的惩罚他们。
Will judge them, punish them on double.
弟兄姊妹，为什么？
Brothers and sisters, why?
他们失去了这个见证。
Because they've lost this testimony.
神何等的看重这个见证。
So how much our Lord treasures this testimony.
所以他们失败的历史就是作为我们今天教会的一个见证，今天作为我们每一个神的儿女的一个警戒。
Therefore, their failure in their history should serve as the warning, the example for us as God's children today.
我们再看这个以色列百姓呢，他还没有成过以前，你看看这个见证何等重要。
Now let's consider again before the country of Israel was formed, how important this testimony was.
我们看见他们做了神的见证和没有做神见证前后。神对待他们是完全不一样的。
We will see how God treated them so differently before and after they became God's testimony.
我们看见他们刚刚出埃及的时候。
We see that as when they first came out of Egypt.
弟兄姊妹，什么时候以色列国成为神的见证？
Brothers and sisters, when did Israel become God's witness?
我们知道是到了西乃山，神把他的律法、诫命、律例、典章。颁布给他们，从这一天开始，他们就成了神的见证。
We know that it is on the very day when they came to Mount Sinai, where God gave them His statutes, His ordinances, His commands.
当他们还没有到西乃山，律法还没颁布他们以前，他们还不是神的见证。
Before they reached Mount Sinai, before receiving the law.They weren't counted as God's testimony yet.
所以神对待他们完全不一样。
Therefore, at that time, God treated them so differently.
当他们一出埃及第二个月的正月十五号。
When they left Egypt, on the 15th of the second month.
才出来一个多月。
And they just left Egypt more than a month.
他们从以琳到了西乃山和以琳的中间那个旷野，这个旷野叫逊的旷野。
They came to the wilderness of Sin between Elim and Mount Sinai.
我们看见他们在那里发怨言。
And there we see they started to grumble.
因为他们没有东西吃。
Because they had nothing to eat.
因为一个月出来，他们带来的干粮都吃完了。
Because they used up all the dry food they brought out from Egypt.
我们就看见全会众在那里发怨言。
We see the whole congregation.Complained.
他们怎么发怨言的？
Then how did they grumble?
他们说我们在埃及在肉锅边上有肉吃，现在呢什么都没有，叫我们挨饿，我们不如早一点死在埃及倒好。
Well, they said we used to sit around a pot of meat and we could eat whatever we wanted, but now we had nothing. If only we could die.
我们知道这个发愿也不是第一次，我们知道最少前面还有两次。
And we know this is not the very first time that they murmured. At least two times before they complained.
他们没有东西吃。
They had nothing to eat.
神怎么反应？
How did our Lord react to this?
神一点都没有生气。
God wasn't angry at all.
神就降下玛拿对他们说：“明天早晨有玛拿给你们吃。”
And God simply sent down manna, telling them, "Tomorrow you will have something."
不但你们早晨有玛拿吃，你们傍晚你还有肉吃。
Not only would you have bread to eat in the morning, the manna, but also in the evening you would have meat to eat.
早晨吃玛拿，晚上吃宵夜，就是吃肉。
In the morning you would have manna, at night you would have snack. That's the meat.
哎呀，神对他们真好。
You see how nicely God treated them.
所以神在那一天晚上就叫这些恩称，就是小小的鸟啊，就是从非洲起风把它们刮过来，一直刮过经过欧洲，然后经过地中海，然后就到了他们的旷野，他们就能够抓这些这个鸟，他们就来吃，很鲜的，像鸽子肉一样的。
So that God sent wind to bring all the little birds in Africa called quails through Europe, through Mediterranean Sea, and they were brought to the wilderness, and their meat is very tasty like dove's meat.
但是,
but
当他们到了西南山,
when they came to Mount Sinai,
他们有了律法,
now they have received the law.
他们在西南大概登了有一年的时间,
and stayed there about a year.
所以到了第二年的二月二十日,
when on the second year, on February, the second, the 20th of the second month,
这是他们离开埃及已经有第二年了。
At this time, they had left Egypt for 1 year. This is the second year.
他们吃玛纳也吃了一年的时间了。
They had eaten manna for a year.
哎呀，我们看见他们到了一个大概是这个巴兰的一个旷野。
And we see that they came to the wilderness of Paran.
他们出了西南，又走了三天的路程，就到了那一个旷野。
They left on Sinai. They took a 3 days journey, and they came to the wilderness of Paran.
弟兄姊妹，不要忘掉，这个时间他们已经是神的见证。
Brothers and sisters, don't you forget that at this time they were already God's witnesses.
我们看见他们又发怨言了。
And here we see they complained again.
这次发怨言是那些闲杂人挑动了那些全会众向神发怨言。
At this time, there is some mixed multitude who stirred up the congregation to grumble against the Lord.
哎呀，我们在埃及，你看我们有肉吃，不要花钱吃肉；我们有吃鱼，我们吃西瓜、黄瓜；哎，我们有葱、有蒜，这些东西。
Saying that we could eat fish meat freely, we had cucumbers, melons, garlic, leeks, onions, all these.
但是现在呢，我们在这里一天到晚吃玛纳，吃的我们心血都枯干了。
But here we're just eating manna day and day, and all our being is dried up.
哎呀，我们当时在路过边上吃了饱饱的吃肉，现在没有肉吃。
We could eat the meat from the pot to the full, but now we have nothing.
弟兄姊妹，神怎么对待他们？
Now at the time, how did God treat them?
这次神对待他们同上次完全不一样。
At this time, God treated them so differently from the last time.
我们的神对摩西说：“好，他们要吃肉嘛，好，我给他们吃肉。”
Our God said to Moses, "All right, they want to eat meat. I will give them meat."
不单是给他们吃一天两天的肉，三天五天的肉。十天二十天的肉，我要给他们吃一个月的肉，给他们吃的，吃了从这个嘴里面吐出来。
Not only would I give them meat for 1 day, 2 days, 5 days, 10 days, 20 days, 20 days, for the whole month, to the point that they would spit out the meat from their mouth.
我们听见这些话，神在哪里发怒啊？
As you hear these words, you know that God is angry.
我们知道那一天晚上，是的，那些这个。给他们吃一个月的肉，那摩西还觉得，怎么可能呢？你哪里有这么多的肉给这个六十万人、一百多万的人能够吃一个月啊？哎呀，他们要吃多少的牛、多少的羊，所有海里的鱼都打来都不够他们呢。他们有几一百多万人呢，一个月能够吃肉，哪里有这么多肉啊？但是，这主对摩西说：“你看耶和华的膀臂岂非缩短？”
And Moses said that, how could it be possible that you would feed all these 600,000 people on food with meat for the whole month? Are you going to get all the seeds, all the herds, all the flocks? And then the Lord said, is the arm of the Lord shortened? We see that all the flocks of thousands of hills, all the cattle of the mountain belong to God.
假如他们真需要吃肉的话，他们就是不讲，神也会给他们吃肉。
If they really need the meat, even though they don't ask for it, God would give it to them.
但是他们没有这个需要。
But they did not have this necessity.
弟兄姊妹，玛纳是最好的东西。
Brothers and sisters, manna is the very best thing.
今天来讲是最健康的食物。
In our today's term, it's the most healthy food.
是 organic 食物。
It is organic food.
没有一点人造的。
Nothing artificial.
你知道玛纳有多好多美。
Do you know how beautiful this manna is?
色香味。
It's tasty.
有色有香有味。
It's tasty. It's delicious. It even looks good.
弟兄姊妹，这个肉的味道，我相信几天就改变。
I believe the flavor of the meat will change in a few days.
你相信不相信？
Do you believe this?
今天是像牛排的味道，明天像猪排的味道。
Today the meat would taste like pork chop, and then tomorrow would be like steak.
哎呀，他们看起来就像我们这个正月半吃元宵，这个糯米元宵那一样的。
Also, it's like our Chinese dumpling festivals, the sweet dumplings.
是非常美味的。
They taste really
delicious. 又好看，发光的，发亮的，发油油光光的。
And also, it's glistening. It's just shining.
你百吃不会厌的，我相信。
You will never be tired of eating.
他们绝对没有理由说我们吃厌了。
They really had no reason to say that we're tired of it.
所以他们说要求要吃肉这件事，神非常的生气。
Therefore, God was furious upon hearing their request to have
他们失去了这个见证。
Meat.
他们这样向着神在那里发怨言，我相信是得罪了我们的神。
They've lost their testimony and they had been complaining against God, and then God was enraged.
弟兄姊妹，你不要说。他们是见证，但是见证给谁看？这个是这旷野里面没有人的，对不对？只有他们这些人。
Brothers and sisters, you might ask, yes, if they are the witnesses, for whom? There is nobody in the wilderness.
弟兄姊妹，你要记得。
Brothers and sisters, remember this.
今天神的儿女做见证，不光是给人看的。
Today, as God's children bear witness of God, it's not only for man.
我们最要紧的见证是给神的仇敌看的。
The most importantly is that our testimony is for God's enemy.
所以你不要以为夫妻关了门吵架，大家不要紧。
So don't you ever think that it's okay for couples to shut the door and they you just squabble, you fight against each other.
只要小孩不在，不要紧。
As long as children are not around.
人家听不见，看不见，就都不要紧。
As long as nobody would hear, would see it.
弟兄姊妹，你的见证，撒旦在哪里看？
Brothers and sisters, as to your testimony, Satan is watching.
撒旦是天天控告神儿女的，你知道吗？
Satan is the one who daily accuses God's children.
什么叫魔鬼？魔鬼就是控告者。
What is Satan? What is devil? Devil is the accuser.
他控告什么？他看见神的儿女在犯罪，他就马上到神的面前叫神难看。
Now, what is he accused of? Whenever he sees God's children sinning, right away he goes to God and make God look bad.
所以为什么诗篇第八篇他说耶和华主我们的神啊，你的荣耀彰显在天，你在吃奶婴孩口中建立了赞美，建立了能力，叫仇敌和报仇的人闭口无言。闭口无言不是人，是神的仇敌，要在仇敌的面前让他看见我的儿女是这样的儿女。
This is why in Psalm 8, it says that your glory is set above heavens, and out of the mouth of babes and nursing infants, you have ordained your strength, so that you might silence your enemy and avenger. Who are they? The avenger, the enemy, are the God's adversary, devil.
因着教会的见证，因着儿女的神儿女的见证，叫仇敌闭口不言。
Because of the testimony of the church, because the testimony of God's children, God's enemy will be silent.
所以我们看见旷野的见证，我们看见神蒙了羞愧。
And here we see the testimony of the wilderness by the Israelites put God to shame.
为着这个原因，
For this reason,
我们看见神这样的重重的用最严重的灾祸攻击以色列百姓。
God punished them with the severest plague against Israel.
我们看见他们吃肉吃肉吃啊，这个我们看见这些鸟又飞了，又过来了，差不多堆在地上有两肘高啊，差不多三尺高啊，整个走一天的路都是这个肉啊。
So we see the birds came around the camp, fluttered around, and also they're about 2 cubits high above the ground. It covered the ground for a day's journey.
哎呀，他们吃啊吃啊，他我们结果我们看见吃了都吐出来，鼻孔里面都喷出来啊。
So they ate and ate. We see that they spit out of the food and even out of from their nostrils.
我们神用灾难攻击他们。
Our God had attacked them with a plague on that very day. So many people died.
这个地方后来就称为基布鲁哈马哈塔瓦。
So this place,
就是贪欲之人的坟墓，那些贪心的人的那个坟墓，这个地方就叫做。
So this place is called Kibroth Hateva. That's the grave of the craving.
弟兄姊妹，你看见了吗？
Brothers,
在他们没有见证的以前，见证的以后，神对待他们是绝然的不同啊。
God treated Israelites so dramatically different before and after their becoming His testimony. Now, lastly, we would like to share the testimony of Moses.
Moses is
God's witness. Moses is God's witness. Moses is the representative of God.
我们看见生命记第20章,
we see Deuteronomy 20.
哎呀，这些以色列百姓又在发怨言了。
Here again, all the Israelites grumbled.
他们为什么发怨言?
Why is they grumbled this
他们发怨言因为他们没有水喝。
They grumbled this time because they had no water.
他们干死了。
They were so thirsty. So they rose up and they attacked Moses and Aaron.
你为什么把我们带出来，逼着我们离开埃及？我们到了这个鬼地方，又没有吃又没有喝。
Why did you force us to come out of Egypt to such a dirty place that we have no food and no water?
这个地方也不能种什么东西，有没有葡萄树，有没有什么东西都不能种的。
Here we could not sow anything, no vines, no plants whatsoever.
弟兄姊妹神怎么反应?
Brothers and sisters, how did our Lord react?
神有没有生气?
Was our Lord angry?
没有,
no.
一点都没有。
Our Lord did not.
他就吩咐摩西说,你去用杖,吩咐这个石头,流出水来,给他们喝。
Our Lord was not angry, and He simply told Moses to speak to the rock to give the water to the people.
给水给他们喝。
Just give water to them to drink.
喝水是应该的,
it's,
是需要的。
It's necessary, it should be so, for them to drink water.
吃水是一个人的生活最必须的东西, 对不对?
Now, water is the most important ingredient for man's needs.
神有这个责任给
And God had this responsibility to provide them with water.
但是我们知道这个原则,虽然他们是必须的,但是他们还是要祷告,还是要求神,对不对?
But we do know this principle that although they have this need, but they need to pray to ask.
正如主耶稣教导门徒祷告一样的，你们要为着每一天的饮食，你们要求我们的神喜欢我们向他求，虽然这是必须的，他也要我们祷告。你们得不着，因着你们不求；你们求也得不着，因为你们妄求。
Just as the Lord Jesus teaches that we should pray for our daily food, if we do not get it, it's because we do not pray, and if we ask amiss, then we don't get it.
所以我们看见神说，对着摩西说，你去吩咐这个磐石，他们既然要水喝，向我求告，我就让他们喝水。So
God told Moses that since they called on me for water, then I would give water to them.
但是我们看见神的代表，神的见证摩西。However,
here we see God's representative and God's witness Moses.
他没有照着神的吩咐去做。Did
not do according to his command.
他们用杖击打了磐石两下。
He struck the rock twice with his rod.
弟兄姊妹，我们知道摩西这件事，他不能进到迦南地。
And for this matter, we know Moses could not enter the land of Canaan.
因为他代表神代表错了。
Because he misrepresented God.
神没有愤怒，你为什么要愤怒？
Since God was not angry, why is it you are angry?
神没有谴责这些百姓是悖逆的，为什么你要称呼这些百姓是悖逆的？
God did not rebuke them as rebels. Why do you call them rebels?
所以摩西在这里代表神错了，见证神见证错了。Therefore,
Moses misrepresented God and bore the wrong testimony.
弟兄姊妹，所以为着这个原因，他没有进到迦南地。And
brothers and sisters, this is for this reason he did not enter the land of Canaan.
见证是何等的重要。And
then we know how important this testimony is.
摩西是他们的领袖，是他们的榜样。Moses
was their leader, was their model.
他不应该把神代表错的。He
should not have misrepresented God.
神是一个非常怜悯的神，是非常有恩典的神，是非常讲道理的神。他们要水喝，这是完全合理的要求，正像父母一样。当一个儿女要水喝的时候，父母应当满足他的需要。God
is all merciful, sensible, full of grace. Just as children ask water from their parents, then God, his parents would do so.
因为神有这样的责任。
Because God has this responsibility.
他们没有在那里网球，他们没有要吃什么星巴克这个咖啡。
They did not ask amiss. They're not asking Simbeck coffee.
他们没有要 Seven Up Coca-Cola.
Nor did they ask for a Seven Up or Coke.
他们只要喝水。
All they wanted was water.
若是摩西能够召聚这些百姓一在一起，对他们说，神是一路带领我们、供应我们的神。他不会叫我们缺乏的，我们就要仰望他，我们就要求告他，我只要一吩咐磐石，就水就流出来。假如摩西能够这样，这个见证有多多好。
If only Moses could gather all the Israelites, telling them that God had always been our guide, had been protecting us, then I will speak to the rock, and the rock will come up with water for you. Wouldn't this, become a much more beautiful testimony?
但是摩西没有。
But Moses did not.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我在说这个见证何等的重要。
Dear brothers and sisters, let me reiterate it one more time.
以色列整个历史是我们的一个境界。
How important this testimony is, and the whole history of Israelites is
our
warning.
以色列所得着的太多了，神要问他们多要。
Yes, Israelites had received so much, therefore God would demand more from them.
今天教会所得着的要比以色列百姓所得着的远远超过他们更多。
But today, the church has received much, much more than that Israelites have received.
我们今天蒙的大爱、蒙的大恩远超过他们。
The tremendous love and the grace that we receive today,
今天神对着教会的要求也比他们更大更大。
Go far beyond what Israelites received. Therefore, God's demand for us today will also be much more than theirs.
你想教会若是失去这个见证，神要不要审判？
So suppose the church has lost its testimony. Do you think will God judge it or not?
今天神的儿女若失去这个见证，神要不要管教我们？
Today, if God's children lose this testimony, will God not discipline us?
弟兄姊妹，我不相信将来还有一千年的黑暗哀哭切齿，我不相信。
Brothers and sisters, I do not believe that there will be another thousand years of darkness.
叫神的儿女在那里哀哭切齿一千年受苦。
Where God's children would be there, would be there gnashing teeth and crying and wailing and suffering.
圣经里我实在找不到这样根据。
Because I cannot find any foundation of such saying.
记得诗篇里面有句话说。
Remember in Psalm there's a verse.
连一人在金丝上前受报，何况那些恶人罪人呢？
Even the righteous will be repaid on earth in this age.How much more will be the evil?
记得这个金丝两个字。
Remember in this age.
一人上前在金丝要受报，何况恶人和罪人呢？
Even the righteous will be repaid in today's age. How much more will be the sinners and the evil?
每一个神的儿女，今天你失去这个见证，你犯了罪，得罪了神，神一定要管教，在今世要管教，不是在来世。
Every child of God, if you lose this testimony, if you sin, God will discipline you today in this age, not in the age to come.
我刚刚讲了，那一些不信的人，今天他们犯罪、得罪神、违背神，不一定在今世受报。
I just mentioned that those non-believers, if they sin against God, offend God in today's age, they may not necessarily be punished.
但是有一天在不是大宝座面前，他们都要受到审判，都要受到报应。
Although in the day of the white throne, everyone will be judged, will be repaid.
都要根据他们今世所行的每一件事，所讲的每一句话受报应。
They will be repaid according to every word, every deed they have performed on earth.
今世不一定。
May not be necessarily in this age, though.
第七十三篇。
Read Psalm 73.
为什么那个做世人看见那些作恶的人、犯罪的人，今世过得这么样的好，死的时候一定没有痛苦？他们钱财那么的多，那么的喜乐，寿命这么的长。哎呀，他想不通啊，他想不通啊。
How the psalmist could not understand why the sinners, the evil ones, they would die without any suffering. They would have such a wonderful life in this world. He just couldn't understand it.
他们要什么就有什么。
They would have whatever they wanted.
哎呀，你去看约伯记，不知道哪一章我忘掉，也是一样。约伯也看到这一些犯罪的人，哎呀，比他快乐都不知多少。
And also in Job, I don't recall which chapter, but it also says the same thing. Job observed all these sinners, who are joyful many, many more times than he was.
为什么这样一个义人要受这么多的苦难呢？约伯。
why did Job as a righteous person had to suffer so much?
感谢主，这是一个爱的管教。
We thank the Lord because this is the chastening of God.
神要整治我们，免得我们将来与不信的人一同的定罪。
God wants to discipline us today so that we won't be condemned with all those unbelievers.
在哥林多前书第十一章很清楚。
In Corinthians chapter 11, it says so explicitly.
讲到薄饼的事。
It speaks of the matter of breaking bread.
若是你们不按理吃主的饼和主的杯，就是干饭主的身主的血了。所以你们中间有许多软弱的，许多生病的，许多还有死的也不少。因为神主整治你们，免得你们同那些不信的人一样的定罪。
If you do not judge and partake in the breaking of bread in such a way, that's why so many of you are sick, even fall asleep, because the Lord is chastening you.
弟兄姊妹，我们再讲。
Brothers and sisters, let me speak it again.
要么你外面没有挂一个教会的牌子，要么你没有说我是一个基督徒。你说了，你见证你是个基督徒，你也看叫人看见这是一个教会。若是你失去这个见证，神一定一定一定要审判。
Let me say it again. Either you do not hang the sign outside of the building saying this is a church, or you do not profess that you are a Christian. Otherwise, if you lose your testimony, God will for sure, definitely punish you.
我们也看见有一些所谓的弟兄犯了淫乱的罪，但是他们生活过得很好。
We do see some brothers.
没有一件事发生在他们的身上。
We do see some Christians that even though they have committed sexual immorality, and nothing would happen to them, they still have a very easy life.
为什么你知道吗
？Why do you know?
很简单。
Very simply.
他们不是神的儿女。
They're not God's children.
是神的儿女，他一定管教。他说爱的一定管教，因为不是他说生的，是假的，是败子。当然神不管教他，将来这神要审判他，或者今世要管教，不，今世要审判他，不一定了，今世了我再说。
They are not God's children. They are weed. Of course, God will not discipline them. If they are God's children, God will punish them, discipline them in this age.
为什么审判要从神的家开始？
Why is the judgment will start from the house of God?
彼得前书第四章。
First Peter chapter 4.
启示录第十四章那里有句话，有位天使在那里传那个永远的福音，他大声喊说：“你们应当敬畏神。”你们应当敬畏神，应当荣耀他，因为他审判的时候现在到了。你们要敬拜那一位创造天地海和众水泉源的神。
Revelation 14, we read that an angel is preaching the everlasting gospel in the mid-air, saying that fear him and worship him, the very one who creates the waters and all the springs.
审判现在已经到了。
Because his judgment has come and it is now.
我们不要看教会今天这么荒凉。
We don't have to look at the church and feeling that it's so desolate.
不要看今天神的百姓那样的软弱失败。
Don't you see that all God's children being so weak, they fail time and again?
神为着他们的名，为着他的名，他要复兴教会。
God, for the sake of his name, will revive.His church.
我们刚刚念以赛亚书三十六章，我们看见主我们的耶和华说，我要把他们带回来。
Ezekiel 36, we just read that the Lord God says that I will bring them back.
我还要拯救他们。
I will save them.
为着什么？不是为着他们。
For what? Not for them.
是为着我的大名，为着我的圣名，我要带他们从列国各国受了审判、惩罚以后，把他们带回。
For my sanctifying them, so after they have been punished among the nations, I will bring them back to me.
不要看以色列百姓那样的荒凉。
Don't you think that although all the Israelites were so desolate?
像这个以西结书第三十七章后面，他们像骸骨一样的枯干了。
Just as Ezekiel 37 says, they were just like dried bones.
耶和华问耶利米问以西结书这些骸骨能够复活吧。
The Lord asked Ezekiel, will all these dry bones be revived?
Ezekiel 说神啊你知道。
Ezekiel replied, Lord, you know it.
这些骸骨有没有复活？
have all these dry bones.
我们看起来是不可能的，以色列已经搞了这样的荒凉，这个骸骨都枯干了，都分散了。
We would think it's impossible. All the dry bones have been so desperate, have been all Israelites have been scattered all around.
但是我们耶和华给他们吹气。
But our Lord breathes breath into them.
他们就站起来，成为一个极大的军队。他们复活了以色列。
They all stand up and have formed a great army. They have been resurrected.
神为着他的生命，为着他的大名，一定要叫这些以色列百姓蒙拯救，复兴起来。
For the sake of God's sanctified great name, God will revive all these dry bones.
为着神的谋算，为着神的旨意，为着神的计划，教会一定要复兴起来。
And for God's counsel, for His purpose, for His plan, God's church will be revived.
在主来以前，教会一定会大复兴。
And before the Lord comes again, the church will be greatly revived.
所有软弱的都会变为刚强。
All the weak will become strong.
所有跌倒的都会兴起来。
All those who are stumbled will be raised up.
所有惧怕的都会成为勇敢。
All those who fear will become courageous.
就是圣灵要工作。
Because the Holy Spirit will work.
圣灵怎么样工作？
How will the Holy Spirit work?
协助这些灾难，协助这些患难。
It's through all the adversity, through the tribulation.
所以我们看见到最后三年半教会大复兴。
Therefore, we will see the great revival among the churches in the last 3.5 years.
没有被
击。The church will not be raptured yet.
不是在灾难以前被击的。
It's not been raptured before the tribulation.
我们看见圣经里给我们好几张圣经，他们都是经过这个大灾难的。
We see that the churches go through all these tribulations in so many places in the Bible.
就因为经过这些灾难，他们复兴起来。
And it is because through these tribulations that
they are revived. 正像大陆以前的教会一样，经过一个大的试炼，反而教会兴旺起来了。
Just as the churches in mainland China, all the churches became so revived through the great trials.
我们看见那时候，我们也不再有宗派的观念，不是问你是属于哪一个派的，都在基督里面合而为一。我们看见。
On that day, we will not have this notion of denominations, but in Christ Jesus, we have all become one.
弟兄姊妹，我们看看，时间的缘故已经到了，我再用几分钟。弟兄姊妹，你去看看启示录，最少有4章到5章的圣经是讲到这个光景的。
Because my time is up, but I would like to take a few more minutes. I would like to ask you to read several places in Revelation that speak of this matter.
我们看见第七章很清楚。
In chapter 7.
第七章这里讲到是144,000是犹太人、以色列人，他们要经过这个大的灾难，他们存留下来的一般人。
The 144,000 Jews from the 12 tribes, they were the remnants through this great tribulation.
他们要存留下来。
They will become the remnants.
底下这一段呢？
And the following passage.
我们看见约翰观看，看见有数不清的人，数不清的人。
And then we see John saw the countless people.
没有办法数了，哎呀，千千万万、上亿的人呢，没有办法数的人。
Thousands upon thousands of people, simply immeasurable.
不是几个得胜的被提啊。
It's not just one or two few overcomers being raptured.
得胜的被提啊。
It's not just the few being raptured.
我们看见数不清的人呐。
We see countless people.
都是从各国、各民、各族、各方来的。
From all tribes, from all tongues.
哎呀，他们拿着棕树，他们穿着白衣，他们在这里宝座、羔羊的宝座和神的宝座跟前，他们敬拜，他们赞美，他们欢呼啊。
They're clothed with white robes, with palms, trees in their palms, and they are worshiping, praising the Lord before God, before the Lamb.
哎呀，有一位长老就问约翰了，这些人是从哪里来的？
And when elder asked John, where did all these people come from?
哎呀，约翰说他们是从大患难中出来的。
And the elder said they came from the great tribulation.
他们的衣服都被羔羊的血洗干净了。
Their clothes are washed clean by the blood of the Lamb.
这是荣耀的教会。
This is a glorious church.
这是个得胜的教会。
This is the overcoming church.
这是代表全体的教会。
Which represents the whole church, universal church.
得胜的教会。
This is a victorious church.
数不清的人来。
Countless immeasurable people.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
教会最终是复兴起来的。
The church will eventually.
虽然
25.
Today they are like dry bones, but one day they will become great army. They will fight together with the Lord. And through this judgment, judgment will start from God's house. On that day, the wheat and the wheat will be
separated.
The true wheat, the true wheat, true wheat, the true seed will be revived. Of course, we don't have to mention anything about the weed.
我们刚刚念的第十二章讲得太清楚了。
And also in chapter 12, we just read, says so explicitly.
我们看见那个荣耀的教会那个妇人。
We see that glorious church, that woman.
经过大灾难。
After she went go through tribulation.
很多神的儿女要被殉道。
During that time, so many of God's children will be martyred.
但是还有很多的，他们是遵守主诫命的。
But many more will obey the commandment of God. And they bear the witness of the Lord Jesus. They overcome because of the blood of the Lamb and the word of the testimony. They will not lose it even unto death.
若是你再不信，你再去看看。启示录第十四章
and also Revelation 14
那个锡安山有羔羊站在那里还有十四万四千人同他同在
the Mount Zion
十四万四千就是一个完全的数字这是个得胜的教会
on Mount Zion you have the Lord of 144,000 people and this number is the overcoming church
弟兄的忍耐就是在此他们是遵守神诫命和和耶稣真道的人。
The perseverance of the saints is this: those who obey the testimony of the Jesus Christ and the commandment of God.
这就是这十四万四千人。
And this is the 144,000 people.
哎呀，没有时间讲了，你再去看看第十七章。
Now I don't have many more time to elaborate on this. Read 17.
受邀与他们征战。同羔羊征战，羔羊必得胜。羔羊是万王之王，万主之主。同他一起得胜的，就是那些蒙召被拣选而有忠心的人，他们也必然得胜。感谢主，我们都是蒙召的，我们都是被拣选的。
Those who fight with the Lamb, those who are called, who are chosen, are we who.Are just like we will be fighting together with Christ, being with Him.
羔羊得胜，我们怎么能够失败？
If the Lamb has overcome, how come we fail?
头得胜，身体怎么会失败？
If the head overcomes, how could the body fail?
感谢主，教会是建造在这个磐石上面。
We thank the Lord that the church is being built upon this rock.
阴间的权柄是不能胜过他的。
The gates of the Hades cannot prevail against it.
虽然我们经过失败、软弱、失去这个见证，
Although,
但是神要恢复我们。
We are weak, we might fail, we might lose this testimony, but God will revive us.
当今天主还没有来的以前，
Now today before the Lord returns,
在今天的光景的底下，
just in the circumstance of today,
得胜的教会是少数的，得胜的神的儿女也是少数的，这一点不错。
There are few of God's children who are overcoming. There are few of God's churches are prevailing.
只有几个穿着白衣与主同行的。
Right now, only few are being clothed with white clothes and walking with God.
这是今天的光景。
This is a today's
condition. 但是这个光景不是一直到主再来的时候。
But this condition will not last till the Lord returns.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
他要复兴。他要复兴他的教会。
He will revive his church.
他撑到永远，他的宝座撑到万代。
Well, he will remain forever. His throne lasts forever.
他的谋算，他的计划不会归于突然。
His counsel, his plan will never be brought to nothing.
我们有这样一个盼望。
We have this hope.
我们里面有一个荣耀的盼望。
And within us, we have this glorious hope.
基督在我里面成了荣耀的盼望。
Christ in me, the hope of glory.
我们不要灰心，不要看今天的那个光景叫我们灰心。
Don't we lose heart as we look at today's condition?
让我们今天就起来。
Today, let's rise up.
我们虽然有一点力量，让我们能够坚守那忍耐的道。
为耶稣基督做美好的见证。
Although we only have a little strength, that hold fast to the word of God to bear the wonderful testimony of Him.
我们低头祷告。
Your head bowed, let's pray.
主啊，你把教会建造在这个磐石上面，硬件的权柄是不能胜过他的。
Lord, you have built your church on this rock, then the gates of Hades could not prevail against it.
今天教会在地上就是金的灯台。
Today the church on earth is the golden lampstand.
要成为你的荣耀的发表。
That will become the glorious expression of you.
成为你荣耀的见证。
To bear the glorious witness of you.
虽然今天教会那样的荒凉，那样的失败，那样的软弱。
Although today's church is so desolate, so desperate and failed so much.
但是感谢神，你有永远的爱，爱我们。
But Lord, we thank you for you have loved with us everlasting love.
你不会撇下我们，不会丢弃我们。
You will never leave us nor forsake us.
虽然我们叫你的名在外邦人中已经受到了亵渎。
Although we have blasphemed your name among the nations.
主，你怜悯我们。
Lord, have mercy on us.
你还要建造你的锡安。
Build up your Zion.
你还要善待耶路撒冷。
And be good to Jerusalem.
主，为着你的名，为着你的荣耀，也是为着仇敌的缘故。
Lord, for your name, for your glory, also for your adversary's sake.
你要复兴我们，你要拯救我们。
Revive us and deliver us.
你要帮助我们。
Help us.
主啊，愿我们神的儿女今天的教会，今天就能为你做美好的见证。
Oh Lord, may we as God's children, the church of God, will bear wonderful testimony today.
主啊，愿我们能够与你的国度、荣耀、忍耐都能够一同的有份。
Oh Lord, may we be partakers in the tribulation, the kingdom, and your perseverance.
主，我们与你一同受苦，我们要与你一起得荣耀。
Lord, we suffer together with you, we will also be glorified with you.
主啊，但愿是主般恩典的神在基督里召我们得享那永远的荣耀。
May the God of all grace who has called us to receive the everlasting glory in Christ.
叫我们战胜患难以后，你要亲自的成全我们，坚固我们，也要建立我们。
After a short while of tribulation, will strengthen us, will build us, will edify us.
主，我们知道还有一点点时候，要来的就要来。
Will perfect us, Lord. We know in a little while the Lord will return.
让我们敬畏你，让我们荣耀你。
Let us fear you. Let us glorify you.
我们知道你审判的时候快要到了。
We know that the day of your judgment is at hand.
让我们来敬拜这位造天地海和众水泉源的神。
Let us worship this very one who is the creator of the springs, the seas, and the rivers.
主啊，愿这些话存在我们的里面。
Oh, may all these words reside in our heart.
你今天仍然在七个金灯台中间，你在那里行走。
Today you continue to walk in the midst of the seven golden lampstands. Regardless of our failures and weaknesses, you continue to walk among us.
主啊，来唤醒我们。
Oh Lord, awake us.
苏醒我们。
Revive us.
主啊，你永生之道，我们还更重谁呢？
Lord, you have the word of everlasting life. Whom else shall we follow?
主，愿你用你的美德、荣耀、技术的吸引我们。
May you continue to draw us with your excellency, with your virtue.
我们能够快跑地跟随。
So that we will run quickly after you.
无论羔羊到哪里，我们跟随羔羊的脚步。
Wherever the lamb goes, we will follow the footsteps of the lamb.
荣耀都归给你。
Glory be unto you.
祝福归给你的教会。
And blessings upon all your churches.
听孩子的祷告，奉耶稣基督的名。
Hear your child's prayer in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
感谢我们的主。